Lesson 10C, Exercise 3.
The top 10 sports stars in the world, from disciplines as diverse as tennis, golf, racing and football, all earn more than $30 million a year. Much of this is from endorsements rather than prize money or salary, with the result that the biggest names can continue earning huge sums even after their retirement from the sport. A previous England football manager, Fabio Capello, believed that the players' high earnings had a negative effect on discipline. They are young players, young boys, rich boys, and this is the problem, he said. Basically, it was impossible for young players to have the right work ethic and attitude when they were already rich beyond their childhood dreams. And one of the most famous footballers of recent years, David Beckham, agrees with him. In his view, young sports people need to be hungry for achievement, and too much money kills that hunger. You want that hunger there. You want the hunger to be rewarded. Unfortunately, that's not the case these days. They can all afford to buy their own cars. Mind you, if it's taken you 5 minutes to read this article, Beckham himself has earned more than $1,000 since you began it. It isn't only the players who are affected by commercialism. The top few clubs in all the most popular sports are now big businesses with multi-million dollar sponsorship and TV deals. Since this allows them to buy and keep the best players, their position at the top becomes unassailable. But how long can a sport survive when there is no real competition?